Well, the World Health Organization is going to meet later this month and look at a guideline that we have big problems with, because what they're trying to do is to do proper education about feeding young children. But in so doing, what they would actually do is discourage the promotion of milk and other dairy products to kids as old as three, including kids who, if they've been weaned, could certainly include in a healthy diet fluid milk, as well as cheese and yogurt. And these are products, Susan, that are common in kids' diets in this country. And we're just very concerned, though, that the World Health Organization would be sending a really confusing signal to parents, not only here but around the world, about whether or not they should be feeding dairy products to their little kids.
And we all know that the strong benefits of kids having dairy products at a young age.
Yeah, milk is the original nutritional superfood. It's got 9 vitamins and minerals. And so this is really an effort of trying to, muddy the waters as to what's the proper source of nutrition for kids, particularly ages 2 and 3. I mean, it's one thing to talk about breastfeeding of young infants, but once kids are weaned, certainly there are other foods in their diets that could potentially play an important role in delivering nutrition, and milk is one of those. Just to cite some numbers here, in America, Susan, toddlers, so kids 12 months to 24 months, milk gives them more than two-thirds of their calcium, 80% of their vitamin D, about 40% of their potassium, and 40% of their protein. And so we don't want to see any sort of official global institution like the World Health Organization discouraging kids from getting that nutrition.
Everybody wants to know, especially in this day and age, the whole scientific background and the follow-up on that. It seems like there's some pieces missing when it comes to scientific data and even in the own nutritional guidelines that the WHO uses.
Well, one of the things that we see, of course, here in this country, and it's true around the world, are there are other advocacy organizations, Susan, that want to discourage people from consuming any type of animal proteins or animal products, whether it's milk or meat or eggs. And the bottom line remains that all these things in a balanced diet, even for kids who are not infants anymore, but who are toddlers and young kids, those products can play an important part in delivering them nutrition. And people don't eat just nutrients. It's not just about the vitamins and minerals. They eat foods. But when you have a product like milk and other forms, including yogurt or even cheese, that delivers so many different nutrients plus protein, we just want to make certain that that message is not muddied here and that people don't get the wrong impression. That the very powerful notion needs to be that milk can play an important part in helping kids grow, and it's an important part of their healthy development.
When are you expecting really any sort of formulated word back as to what your guys'
sure.
next step will be?
Well, this guideline or this proposal has been floated out there for several months now. It's going to be reviewed later this month by something called the World Health Organization's Advisory Council. The World Health Assembly is actually the body that's going to be reviewing this. So we've asked repeatedly for them to fix the problems with this that have to do with the milk guidance. And so we're just hoping that the U.S. government will take greater interest in this and really draw a line in the sand and say, let's not provide bad information to people, particularly in the developing world, where maybe they don't have the same health infrastructure, they don't have the same nutrition knowledge that's more commonly shared here in the U.S. And so we certainly don't want to send bad information to people around the world when it comes to the fact that dairy products can be and need to be an important part of little kids' diets.